From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Frank Stacio. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Even in his hometown of Pozarevets, supposed to be his stronghold, he lost in every polling station. Today, Milosevic is a beaten, broken-backed president. We know he was preparing to rig the results, but the scale of this defeat is too great for even him to fix it.
Women in Europe have had access to this early, safe abortion method for 12 years, and it's way past time for American women to have it. The political process has really been more arduous than the scientific process, but at last, American women will be able to get mifepristone.
An abortion is an abortion regardless of how it's done, and we are talking about an unborn child whose heart begins to beat between 18 and 22 days after conception, which is about the time a woman finds out she's pregnant. So we are talking about an unborn child with a beating heart, more than likely, when a woman takes RU-46.
Inappropriateness is a judgment which is clearly subjective and not objective. What I would ask the witnesses, why don't you just simply say that you will not market to children this kind of R-rated material, that you will not market it to children under 17, period.
We cannot be in every living room or at every box office and video store. Ultimately, our success in these efforts will depend on the active involvement of parents in decisions about their children's entertainment choices.
Dr. Lee's treatment and confinement far exceeded legitimate measures designed to prevent the possible compromise of information, including, we are told, his shackling and a light in his cell 24 hours a day, even shackling when he was performing his authorized exercise each day.
Dr. Lee is no hero. He is not an absent-minded professor. He is a felon. He committed a very serious, calculated crime, and he pled guilty to it.
Like many of my colleagues and many Americans, I'm concerned about the apparent imbalance between the serious charges against Dr. Lee and the leniency of the sentence agreed to in the plea agreement.
Their budget plan spends more on a tax cut for the wealthiest 1% of taxpayers than their budget invests in health care, prescription drugs, education, and national defense all combined. I think those are the wrong priorities.
The Vice President was seated right behind Bill Clinton at the State of the Union when the President declared the era of big government is over. Apparently, the message never took.